Born in Japan and educated in Canada, where he now holds citizenship, Dr. Tokio Oshika is an elementary particle physicist whose background includes many years of work and study in the United States. He returned to California the past few days, in part to share a cautionary lesson he has drawn from Japan's experience with the Fukushima disaster a little more than 6 years ago. He was among the scientists to visit that site soon afterward.
I did go to Fukushima. I did measure the radiation under the heavy snow. You have to dig the snow and expose the ground and then dig out the sand and measure those with many other people. I'm only a minor part of it, but I could really feel the situation myself.
Dr. Oshika also writes a long-running monthly column about cultural issues for a Japanese newspaper. He was one of several voices to have expressed concerns about the safety of the nuclear power plant well before it failed.
It's been warned in many ways. Three engineers of GE quit after they stated the worry for the safety and that they could not get hurt. In addition, the problem was that the nuclear reactor was not designed by the people who are very familiar with earthquakes. So the warning had been done many times and mostly neglected.
Japan is unique, Oshika notes, in its 260-year history of peaceful isolation from the rest of the world, from 1603 to 1868. And that, he says, has deeply shaped the country's society.
Japanese culture is totally homogenized. Everybody seems to think almost identical way. You don't have to think. You are only a tiny part of society. Therefore, you don't have to propose a new thing. You don't have to be inventive. You don't have to be creative. But you stay friendly and calm and hardworking.
Those qualities and attitudes, he continues, meant the Japanese people were largely unresponsive to the various warnings and alarms that had been raised about the Fukushima facility over its 40-plus years of operation.
This particular Japanese culture was the cause of the nuclear accident in Fukushima because people, although they felt that this could be dangerous, they shut their mouths, they did not do anything. Therefore, by the time the earthquake hit, it was too late.
Now, as someone who has worked in or near the United States for much of his adult life, the 71-year-old physicist is concerned by the shifting political winds he sees here, moving to curtail cultural diversity within American society.
What I liked is a diversity and tolerance to diversity in the U.S., which gave me great years I've been in the U.S. So I feel it is my obligation to mention a possible danger of building the wall. If you lose the cultural diversity, this results a loss of wisdom to see the future.
Following his brief visit to Northern California over the weekend, Dr. Oshika is now returning to Japan to work on another personal passion, producing opera. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.